Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something I know a lot of you are interested in, figuring out how to get more involved in your community right here in Deer Park.
That's a great goal, but figuring out where to start can sometimes be, a challenge in itself.
You're telling me. There are a ton of opportunities, but it's definitely overwhelming sometimes. Luckily for us, we've got the Deer Park Parks and Recreation Department's complimentary programming brochure to guide us.
That's a fantastic resource. It really showcases the city's commitment to providing a wide range of activities for residents.
Absolutely. So let's jump in. Flipping through this brochure, I'm struck by just how much variety there is. There's something for everyone. One that jumped out at me is Art in the Park. Have you heard of this one?
I have. It's a great program. They hold it in Dow Park. And the best part, they provide all the art supplies.
That's amazing. It really makes it accessible to anyone who wants to give it a try. No need to go out and buy a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. And I think that's a key factor in encouraging community involvement. It removes a potential barrier for people who might be hesitant to participate otherwise.
So true. It's all about making it easy and enjoyable for people to connect with each other and with their community. What a great way to spend an afternoon in the park, too. Okay. Shifting gears a bit, let's talk about something for the more active folks. How about beanbag baseball for seniors?
Oh, I love that one. It sounds like so much fun.
Right. It's a fun, low-impact way to stay active and social, and it taps into that love of baseball that so many people have.
Exactly. It's familiar, but with a twist. And speaking of twists, how about high-low with Margot at the Claude Burgess Recreation Center? They're bringing back 80s aerobics.
Okay, now that sounds like a blast from the past. Do you think it'll appeal to people who weren't around for the 80s fitness craze?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on whether they can capture that same energy and make it feel fresh and relevant.
I guess we'll have to check it out and see for ourselves. All right, let's move on to something for the little ones. There's a program called Pre-K Play at the Avon Recreation Center. It's dedicated free playtime for preschoolers on the first Friday of every month.
You know, free play is so important for early childhood development.
It is. It helps them develop social skills, creativity, and problem-solving abilities. It's all about learning through play.
Exactly. And sometimes as adults, we forget the importance of just letting kids be kids and explore their world.
That's so true. Okay, one more program I wanted to highlight before we move on is Volunteer Days for Seniors.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that they're connecting seniors with opportunities to give back to the community.
Me too. It's a great way for them to stay active, engaged, and make a difference. All right, and I have to mention Fun Frenzy in Dow Park. It's an evening of card games, board games.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I'm a big fan of game nights.
Me too. And it's such a simple but effective way to bring people together.
Exactly. And it could be a really great way for someone who's new to the area or feeling a bit shy to dip their toes into the community waters.
I agree. Sometimes we overthink getting involved. Fun Frenzy reminds us it can be as simple as playing a game and having a good time.
Exactly. It's about connecting with people and having fun. No need to overthink it at all. Just show up and have some fun.
Exactly. All right, let's see what else we've got here. Oh, a block party at the Claude Burgess Center. Music, games, food. That sounds like a classic community event.
It does. And those block parties are great for bringing people together. They create a sense of belonging and build a stronger community.
You know, it really is like weaving together the individual threads to make the whole community stronger and more vibrant.
I like that. Okay, what about this? A technology advice session at the Maxwell Adult Center. I bet that's really helpful for a lot of people.
It definitely is, especially for seniors who might not be as tech savvy as the younger generations.
Right. It's important to make sure everyone has access to technology and the skills they need, not just seniors, of course.
Absolutely. We live in a digital world these days, and it's essential to be able to navigate it. Okay, looking through this brochure, I'm noticing a trend. They offer quite a few fitness programs specifically for seniors. Chair, volleyball for seniors, and fit for seniors. Do you think it's good to have so many programs targeted at a specific age group?
I see what you mean. I think it's great they're recognizing the needs of seniors and providing activities that are appropriate for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wonder if it might be better to have more programs that are open to all ages.
I agree. It could create more opportunities for interaction between generations.
Exactly. Imagine a chair volleyball game with teams made up of people of all ages working together and learning from each other.
Now, that's a great idea. I'd love to see that. Okay, I can't help but mention High H Low with Margot again. I'm really curious about this 80s aerobics revival.
Me too. It's such a creative idea and it sounds like a lot of fun. Plus, it's a great way for seniors to get some exercise.
Absolutely. Exercise is so important for both physical and mental health, especially as we age. Okay, so we've talked a lot about programs for seniors, but this brochure has a ton of great stuff for other age groups as well. Look at this one, Knitting and Crochet for Seniors.
That's a great program. It's a wonderful way for seniors to share their skills and knowledge with younger generations.
And it challenges the idea that some activities are only for certain age groups.
Exactly. It's never too late to learn something new or to share your passions with others.
So true. Wow, we've only scratched the surface of all the programs in this
I
brochure.
know, right? It's incredible.
Right.
From brain exercises with friends to line dancing for seniors to all sorts of games, bingo, bunko, mahjong. It's
The
amazing.
Deer Park Parks and Recreation Department really has outdone themselves.
They have. And the fact that all these programs are free, that's really impressive. They're truly committed to making these opportunities accessible to everyone.
It really is heartwarming to see a community that cares so much about its residents.
It makes you wonder, what if all communities were this dedicated to providing for their residents?
That would be incredible. We can all learn from Deer Park's example.
Absolutely. Small acts of community involvement, like participating in these programs, can really make a big difference.
Yeah, it really is inspiring that they've set a high bar for other communities to follow, that's for sure.
Definitely. And it all comes back to that idea of thinking and acting locally. We can make a difference right here in our own community.
Exactly. We don't have to wait for someone else to fix things or make things better.
Right. We can take action ourselves. And this brochure is a perfect example of how a community can come together and create positive change.
You know, looking through this brochure, there are so many programs that I would love to try myself.
Me too. There's really something for everyone.
One that caught my eye is Oil Painting for Seniors at the Maxwell Adult Center. What do you think about that one?
Oh, that's a great one. It's a wonderful way for seniors to express their creativity.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you think about creativity and aging. Do you think we become less creative as we get older?
I don't think so at all. I think creativity can actually flourish as we age. We have more experiences to draw on, more wisdom to share.
That's a great point. I think sometimes we put limitations on ourselves as we get older.
It's easy to fall into that trap. But the truth is, we can continue to learn and grow and be creative throughout our lives.
Absolutely. Okay, there's one more program I wanted to mention. This one really resonated with me. Quilting for Seniors.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
I know. They make these beautiful quilts and donate them to various organizations. What a wonderful way to give back to the community.
It is, and it's such a tangible expression of love and care.
I was just thinking that. Each stitch is like a little hug.
Oh, that's a sweet way to put it.
You know, sometimes we get so caught up in our own lives that we forget to think about others. But programs like this remind us of the importance of giving back and making a difference in the lives of others.
And it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Even small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
That's so true. It's all about thinking and acting locally, paying attention to the needs of our community and finding ways to contribute.
And the Deer Park Parks and Recreation Department has done such a fantastic job of creating those opportunities for connection and growth and service.
I completely agree. They've really set a great example for other communities to follow.
So, to our listeners out there, I encourage you to take a look around your own community. What are some ways you can get involved? What are some needs that you can help to meet?
And remember, it doesn't have to be a huge time commitment. Even small acts of kindness can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps.
And if you're inspired by what we've talked about today, I encourage you to check out the Deer Parks and Recreation Department's website or pick up a brochure. They have a full list of programs and events, and there's bound to be something that interests you.
And if you're enjoying Think and Act Locally and want to support our show, you can find us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. We rely on the generosity of our listeners to help us continue empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas, to improve their lives and community.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another exploration of how we can all think and act locally.